Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. So begins St. Ignatius of Loyola's Sushipe prayer that changed my life a little more than 1 year ago. My faith journey at Boston University began with a certain hesitation. Styles of worship and community were very different from my home parish in Evanston, Illinois, compounding on the homesick anxieties of going to college halfway across the country. For too long, my Catholicism felt like a crystal cup I had inherited from my family and parish community, something that I was obligated to protect, but that wasn't entirely mine. I turned instead to academics for consolation and validation, filling my schedule and my identity with studies and professional aspirations while growing increasingly empty. As my spirit and selfhood reached a chilling nadir, I embarked on my long-awaited semester abroad in Rome, which would become the beginning of a pilgrimage that continues to this day. There I felt drawn to pray, to journal, to reevaluate my life and its meaning in new ways. One word kept tugging at my heart: surrender. Such a prospect terrified me. I'd spent a year and a half deeply curved in on myself in a relentless quest to achieve some ever-distant success. What would it mean to let go? My wrestling inclinations came to a head during an art history field trip to the Chiesa della Gesù, Mother Church of the Jesuits. From the moment I entered the church, I came to the realization that for years I had been chasing my pride and ambitions ahead of God's wishes for me. I resolved to turn my life back toward God and outside of myself in whatever way the Lord would invite me. Well, be warned, ask and you shall receive. Kneeling before the tomb of St. Ignatius on the church's left side, I found an English prayer card with the text of the Sushipe. Whatever I have or possess, you have given to me. To you I return it and hand it over to be governed by your will. As I read words that promised a radical gift of self beyond my boldest imaginings, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I had never understood that this phrase, so often found in Scripture, was more than metaphor. It was an all-encompassing sensation. I became empowered and encouraged by a love I had nearly forgotten. It was then that I knew that even if I gave God everything, I would lack nothing. From that day to the present, I've endeavored to share the love that I experienced in Rome. I make eye contact. I smile. I listen. Really listen. Academics, instead of an end themselves, are now a means to that greatest end, God, and bring me great joy. The BU Catholic Center, always a space where I felt welcome, has now become a second home. By the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, I've decided to enter the Jesuits after my time at Boston University comes to an end. I don't know all that my future holds, but I've learned to trust those final words of Ignatius's prayer. May you give to me only your love and grace, and I will be rich enough, nor will I ask for anything more.